George S. Mikkelsen was born in Mobridge, South Dakota. His grandfather was a Norwegian immigrant. His parents, George Theodore Mikkelsen and Madge Mikkelsen, were the governor and first lady of South Dakota from 1947 to 1951. You heard that right. He's the son of a governor. And so I think that's one. It's very rare. That's actually quite rare. Mikkelsen graduated from the University of South Dakota with his bachelor's in business administration in 63 and from the University of South Dakota School of Law in 1965. He was a brother in Lambda Chi Alpha fraternity at USD. He served in the Army, including a tour of duty in Vietnam. He married Linda McCarran, and they had three children, Amy, David, and Mark. Mikkelsen served as the State Assistant Attorney General from 67 to 68, and South Dakota State Attorney, Brookings County, 71 to 74, first elected to the South Dakota House of Representatives in 1974. He held the office there for 6 years, serving as Speaker for the final 2 years. Mikkelsen was elected governor in 1986, then reelected again 4 years later. He's had several things named after him. The Mikkelsen Trail in the Black Hills, the George S. Mikkelsen Center for Neurosciences in Yankton, South Dakota, the George S. Mikkelsen Education Center at Southeast Technical Institute in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It was built in 1990. The George S. Mikkelsen Great Service Award is given out annually by the South Dakota Office of Tourism, his alma mater, USD. Awards academically talented South Dakota students with high ACTs and SATs with a full ride, known as the George S. Mikkelsen Scholarship. It's the most prestigious scholarship at USD. So this guy's been around politically in South Dakota, well-loved, actually, well-revered. Mikkelsen represents a moment in South Dakota history that really rivals for South Dakotans who knew him and loved him and tendered his leadership. They were really disappointed when they lost Governor Mikkelsen. And it's quite a tragic story. In fact, the way he died even was just incredible. See, they had this plane with a two-proper. The plane was a two-prop plane, and it was kind of notorious for one of those props to come undone. And at that sort of spinning rotation at its peak, coming undone and just falling off the plane. And I have it on fairly good authority from someone who's worked in the governor's office, an old-time political guy or girl, who said that prop, when it flew off, careened into the fuselage of the plane, and it caused like an immediate decompression in the plane. And the folks that were on board were just, all of them were killed instantly, except the pilots. They were in a separate compartment, and they tried to land it. It just didn't work out, and they all died tragically. And they were coming back from Iowa, I believe it was, after trying to save a packing plant. And look at who was on the plane. This is who was on the plane. Angus Anson, 38, of Sioux Falls. He was the general manager and chief executive for Northern States Power Company for South Dakota. He was also the chairman-elect of the Sioux Falls Development Foundation. His hometown was Wessington. He and his wife Cindy had two children together. Ron Becker, 52, of Pierre, was the state's chief pilot for 6 years. He'd been flying for the state since 1980. He was born in Leola. He and his wife Shirley had two children. David Berkland, 54, of Sioux Falls, was president and chief executive officer of First Bank of South Dakota. Berkland's hometown was Gonvick, Minnesota. He and his wife Mary had two children. Roland Dolly, 37, of Pierre, was named commissioner of the governor's office of economic development in 91. Before that, he was on the staff of former U.S. Senator James Abner and was a special assistant to Mikkelsen. Dolly's hometown was Presho. He and his wife, Lane, did not have any children. Roger Hange, 43, of Sioux Falls, was president of the Sioux Falls Development Foundation and Forward Sioux Falls, a partnership between the development organization and the Chamber of Commerce. His hometown was Del Rapids. He and his wife, Susan, had no children. David Hansen, 45, a peer, joined the State Transportation Department in 1990 after 13 years flying for the State Highway Patrol. He and his wife, Diane, had two children. Ron Reed, 52, a peer, was commissioner of the State Office of Energy Policy. He and his wife, Barb. Barb was Mickelson's personal secretary. Reed's hometown was Bedford, Iowa. They had two children together. It was a tragedy that really struck deep into the core of South Dakotans. Craig Lawrence said it just put us in a state of shock. It was South Dakota's version of 9/11. How could such a horrendous thing happen, he said. That plane went down near Dubuque, Iowa, the same day that Waco happened. Remember Waco, Texas? If you don't know about that, go look it up. Waco. I think we have now, one of Biden's high officials was in charge of that Waco operation. Really tragic day. It was a dark day for America and an exceptionally dark day for South Dakota. Frank Brost, Mickelson's chief of staff, said, our receptionist answered the phone, bolted into my office, and told me I had to take this phone call. Most of the staff were still at the Capitol. Brost had to take that first call. He advised that the plane was down, the federal aviation official did. There were no survivors, and we had about 20 minutes to start notifying people because that story was about to break in the Chicago television market. It was an empty feeling, said Bernie Hunhoff, Democratic leader in that legislature. He was in his first year. I knew it was a huge loss for the entire state. But they couldn't just take any time to grieve. They had no time to deal with this and grieve and process. Because it was time to move on and get the lieutenant governor sworn in, try to figure out how they were going to maintain continuity. And it wasn't just the governor. There were some key people there. Key people. They were trying to save the city's John Morrell and Company packing plant in Sioux Falls. And they're coming back from Ohio when they crashed. I'm not sure what ever happened to that packing plant, but I know these days those packing plants are in high demand and very valuable to everything we're doing. And I guess I'm a little choked up about it to hear and read about this and try to process it myself. That whole week was just a blur. You just never had a chance to really focus on the enormity of the sadness just because we all had a significant number of jobs that needed to be done. Families had to grieve. The state had to grieve. That was Dean. We're losing not only a friend, he became friends with everyone he met. But I thought, this is not the time to lose George Mickelson. He's got so much on his plate. That was Hunhoff. Almost all of us are completely dispensable and easily replaced. I don't think George was. So let's take a moment to remember South Dakota's governor. Take a moment to process that. Years have passed. Decades have passed since that event. And I don't know that South Dakota has ever been the same. But I thought, this is not the time to lose George Mikkelsen. He's got so much on his plate. That was Hunhoff. Almost all of us are completely dispensable and easily replaced. I don't think George was. So let's take a moment to remember South Dakota's governor. Take a moment to process that. Years have passed. Decades have passed since that event. And I don't know that South Dakota has ever been the same. George S. Mikkelsen was born in Mobridge, South Dakota. His grandfather was a Norwegian immigrant. His parents, George Theodore Mikkelsen and Madge Mikkelsen, were the governor and first lady of South Dakota from 1947 to 1951. You heard that right. He's the son of a governor. And so I think that's one. It's very rare. It's actually quite rare. Mikkelsen graduated from the University of South Dakota with his bachelor's in business administration in 63 and from the University of South Dakota School of Law in 1965. He was a brother in Lambda Chi Alpha fraternity at USD. He served in the Army, including a tour of duty in Vietnam. He married Linda McCarran, and they had three children, Amy, David, and Mark. Mikkelsen served as the State Assistant Attorney General from 67 to 68, and South Dakota State Attorney, Brookings County, 71 to 74, first elected to the South Dakota House of Representatives in 1974. He held the office there for 6 years, serving as Speaker for the final 2 years. Mikkelsen was elected governor in 1986, then reelected again 4 years later. He's had several things named after him. The Mikkelsen Trail in the Black Hills, the George S. Mikkelsen Center for Neurosciences in Yankton, South Dakota, the George S. Mikkelsen Education Center at